James, thoughts on that tonight?
Very professional, tough condition, really tough. I wouldn't say Peterhead played the conditions better in the first half. They just had the conditions. We showed when we had the conditions it was different, and it's really tough to play in, but same for both teams. You've got to manage it. Both teams had a lot to play for tonight, with their position in the league, our position in the league. So it was a tough game in terms of that. The energy surrounding the game, everything surrounding the game, for us and for them, because they had a great result on Saturday and they were looking to get another result to take them off the bottom of the league. So it was a tough game, tough first half, but very professional in my opinion. It was never going to be pretty when we turned up here and we seen the weather. It wasn't going to be a pretty game. It was just do what you can do to win the game, and we done that.
Could have added a few more in the second half as well. There was lots of chances in that second half.
Yeah, and we did expect that I don't want to blame the wind for certain things in the first half, but you seen in the second half just how hard it hampered Peterhead as well. It was tough out there. It was going straight down the middle of the pitch, one side to the other. So second half, I wouldn't say we were wasteful in terms of the chances, because we had a good go at it, got in the right areas, and could have come out 4-5 at the end, but no, it was all about the 3 points. We knew all the talk, all the hype surrounding this game, it was all pointless unless we won it anyway. So we had to come up here and win. We wanted to get back to winning ways. We wanted to add to that unbeaten run as well. And we've done both of them. So we'll get back on the bus, we'll recover, and we'll look forward to Saturday.
And another one from Craig White. And it's 15 this season, despite missing a chunk of the season through injury as well. Must be happy with his return.
Yeah, great play for Lewis. For him to... He gets his head up, and something Lewis has been working really hard on. It probably might have been on for him to shoot, but he chose the right decision and picked Craig out, and it's a simple finish for someone of his quality. And as you say, it's 15 for the season now, and he did miss it. It took us a while to get the knee right at the start of the season, but we knew when we got that right, we've got a very good striker in there, and he's proven to be that. He probably was disappointed not to start the game, but look, we've got a fantastic squad, and I was just speaking in there, when you look at the players we didn't bring on tonight, Kevin O'Hara, Robbie Mann, Max Little, there's players there that aren't coming on that are very good quality as well. So I mean, it's tough, because it's a good headache to have, but that squad, you can pick different teams. You can Maka coming back on for Kane tonight as well, and no, the squad's really strong, and Craig's one of those. But no, I'm delighted for him. It is number 15, and he'll be looking to add to that with 4 games to go.
And one man who you've name-checked quite a lot in terms of being unlucky not to start more often is Nicolai, and you'd be pleased to see him contributing with a goal as well tonight.
Yeah, and the one thing about the big man, he trains fantastic. He got on Saturday, but there's been games he doesn't got on, but his attitude never changes, and that's all you can ever ask. It's not easy when you are that player. And they all think they should be playing, which we want, and we want them to be pushing their teammates, but he never lets me down. He never lets the football club down. He never lets his teammates down. Delighted he got the goal. Fantastic pass from Joe. Great pick out, great touch and finish. And another important goal. The amount of times we look at Nicolai and the goals he does score, they're very important, and it was important that we got that first goal tonight, and the big man produced again. So delighted for him.
Did you almost change your mind about bringing him off when he scored? No.
That going back to the squad, when you've got such a... Like, you can bring Craig Whiting on, I could have brought Kevin O'Hara on, Chris Mockery's coming on, and Paul McGowan. So, Paul Allen, delighted for him coming back as well. But when you've got that strong a squad, then I think you just stick with your decision. And if we'd have drew the game, then I would have... I'd have blamed somebody else, but it proved to be the right decision. Craig gets a goal, and it makes it a comfortable evening for us. No, but that's the beauty of this team. They don't sulk, they don't moan when they're not playing. Yeah, they'll not be happy, that's fine. You would expect that, but they come on and they just work away, they work hard, because they all have been part of it, and they've all been a part of it throughout the full season. 32 games now, one defeat, and... And they've all put their shoulder to the wheel, they've all shown quality. I think there's a couple in there, and Dennis and Kyle Benedictus, that have played every minute of every game, unless I'm wrong. But when you see that, and then you've got ones that have been out, come back in, started, been out like Paul Allen, and now he's back, and that's great. It's great to work with them, because they train very well, they play very well, and like Saturday, they never know when they're beat.
Great.
Pass that on to John.